Andrew, wrap your ears around this question from Chuck.
What's the difference between earwax and beeswax?
I love this. Come on.
So the main difference is don't eat earwax. Waxes are generally made of long hydrocarbon molecules, oils and fats. And the main one in beeswax is a combination of the product of a fatty acid and an alcohol. So that's what gives most of its waxiness. And actually, it's not too dissimilar what's in the ear. And I was trying to work out what the best defining feature is why you wouldn't want to eat one and eat the other. Because the smells are really just due to what impurities make it up. The main difference I could come down to was that beeswax sort of makes these lovely honeycomb structures, and they then put honey in them and the bees secrete to make it. Your ears make earwax to pick up dead cells, bacteria and hair. And that really is the difference. So you get quite a disgusting thing out your ear where you get honey from the beehive.
Lovely.
But the wax is fairly similar.
There's two types of earwax as well, isn't it? There's like wet earwax and dry earwax. You couldn't make a candle out of either of them.
I think you can. In fact, I'm sure you can.
Oh my God.
It just... don't.
Christmas present ideas.
And that difference in melting temperature, depending what ratio of the different waxy chemicals you use to make it. But effectively, a wax is just an oil that has a melting point above room temperature, so it solidifies.
Ew, that is a completely disgusting thought. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Kat Arney.